Power On.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, coming in hot. You're listening to another episode of Ask Drone You.
Welcome to episode number 36. As always, we are so glad that you're with us, and we have a great question today. And I think the really cool thing...
What's that, Rob?
It's from a female.
Whoa, Amelia Droneheart.
I mean, I don't want to overblow that, but it's cool, I think.
I love the fact that there are more and more female pilots. In fact, I think that their level of detail that they're used to is actually extremely important for this industry. Because you have so many guys who just get so giddy and like, woo, and then fly away. Whereas the girls are more kind of careful and calculated.
And as we know, they're better at multitasking.
That is true. That is actually true. So they could actually potentially be much better pilots than us. And I don't think there should be any gender gap. We're flying a machine. You know, it doesn't have male or female on it. So it's just machine.
Absolutely. And so thank you, Tammy.
Definitely.
NorCal, Paul tells me. I think it's NoCal.
It is definitely NorCal.
Is it NorCal or is it NoCal?
It's NorCal.
Please let us know your thoughts on that. Anyways, Tammy, thank you for your question.
You know what? Enrico would know the answer to that question.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's in NorCal.
Well, let's ask him.
All right, we will.
But don't tell him who's saying which one, because he just likes you, so he'll go with you.
This is true.
Except we just said who said which one. But if you ask him separate from
the podcast. I will ask him separate from the podcast.
All right. We're going to
let Enrico be the judge. Well, so what was Tammy's question?
All right. Let's get to the question. It's a really good one. So the basic question is, and then we'll elaborate a bit, why does my battery last longer in lower elevations? So for example, she flies in California where she's from.
Okay.
And gets a battery life of 15 to 20 minutes. And then when she goes to, I think, where her family is or something in Colorado, it's much less. And so she's kind of wondering, what's going on there?
So it's actually a very good question, and I'm going to give you guys kind of like the technical background, the reasoning behind this.
That's why we love Paul. We get the technical background.
So do you know about barometric pressure, Rob?
I do know about it. It gives me headaches as it changes.
Well, do you know the basics between high pressure and low pressure?
I think I'm going to let you tell me what your thoughts are.
High pressure air is always going to seek out lower pressure. So the wind is going to constantly be going towards the low pressure. But when we have things called barometric pressure, we have normally higher amounts of barometric pressure at lower elevations, and we have decreased amounts of barometric pressure at higher elevations.
Okay.
Well, let me put this into terms of flight. When let's say that we're a plane, so everyone can kind of picture this. If we're a plane and we're taking off on a runway at a lower elevation, it's going to take a lot less runway to take off than it would at a decreased pressure or a higher elevation location such as Denver. So if we're in San Francisco, and let's say on a fixed wing it takes us 300 feet to take off, in Denver it would take us 800 feet to take off.
Interesting. As I understand it, there's just, in a very layman's way of saying this, less air, higher elevations, and more air, lower elevation.
Exactly. So, and that has to do with the efficiency of the wing. So think of the wing on your multi-rotor or your drone as the propeller. So the propeller will actually have to spin more at higher elevations and use up more battery power because it's less efficient than what it would be at a lower elevation.
Very interesting.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
So it's kind of a cool concept. Now, this is one reason why a lot of people who are, and I'm not going to name names, but the dummies out there who buy, you know, products. And they're like, oh, I'm supposed to get 20 to 25 minutes of battery time or endurance on my craft, and I'm only getting 12. Well, you have to understand pressure, you have to understand wind, and you have to understand altitude. There's so much that goes into flying, and if you don't know these things, well, it may just cost you. There's so much that affects everything, from barometric pressure to elevation, whatever it is, convective currents. That all affects the way we fly. So if you don't know about this, make sure you check our website out, thedroneyou.com, where we have a whole series on meteorology, how it affects your flight, and also how you can counter-affect some of those effects.
What can be done to alleviate the differences, I guess you'd say.
So now don't forget that as we go higher up in elevation, our density altitude will go up as well. And one of the ways that we can counter effect the lack of efficiency in our blades is frankly to change the pitch of the blade. So if you're flying a Phantom,
that's a great tip and trick.
That is a great tip and trick. If you're flying the Phantom, the 9443 blade has a different pitch than the 9450. The 9450 is the thrust boosted prop, and that has a more aggressive pitch. So it's going to be more efficient at a slower rate of speed.
Okay.
So that's how you kind of counter effect it.
So what I hear you saying is when you're, if you're getting ready to travel, a lot of people are starting to travel with their drones for gigs or just to go on vacation. People are taking their drones on vacation.
I would too.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
But you got to think about where you're going because there are things that you're going to have to do differently there, most likely, and where you live.
That's right.
So you got to keep those things in mind.
Definitely, definitely. And if you are traveling, you know, make sure to check out our tips on the website because they will definitely help you. I think that's going to do it for us today, Rob. But if you have a question, make sure to go to AskDroneU.com where we will answer all of your UAV, ARPA, RPAS, UAS, UGV, drone, quadcopter question that you have. Well, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask the Drone You. Drone.
Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You.